Hello, friend. We live in a fast-moving materialistic age. Rapid changes in our world happen daily. Artificial intelligence, 3D printing, and cars that drive themselves. One wonders what will be next. However amazing these technologies are, it doesn't fill the hunger in our hearts that only God can fill. Men and women do not feel at home anymore in the world they have made for themselves. They have become weary of floundering, of uncertainty, of the depressing influence of doubt. Dissatisfied, restless, longing for something solid and unchanging to which they can anchor their lives. Is there an answer that really works? Yes. What is it, you ask? It is real religion. Thousands are turning to so-called religion, finding fantasy instead of reality, husks instead of life-giving grain, salt which has lost its flavor, religion without power or blessing. Is not religion the answer to many of the problems we face in this world? The food for our souls? Yes, it is, provided it is real religion and not a pseudo-religion of which there are many today. Many of the philosophies of today desire in the world of tomorrow that we have no absolutes, such as faith, and no definite rights and wrongs. Have you noticed what was once wrong is accepted and applauded today? Others see the future shaped by the creative vision and courage of mankind, which places all confidence in man. Such a religion as this is a pseudo-religion, completely impotent and hollow. It is a man-centered social gospel which may help make life here more pleasant, but entirely inadequate to save us from our sins, which is the main reason for all the trouble and anxiety. Our hungry hearts cry out for personal salvation, which requires a real religion to accomplish that. We are like the prodigal son who attempted to find satisfaction and happiness contrary to the religious beliefs of his family. Freed from the influences which he thought were restricting him, he participated in riotous living, to his satisfaction with no one around to utter a word of caution or danger. Determined to burn the candle at both ends, he hurried from one experience to another, each more vile and degrading than the last one. Things did not turn out the way he had envisioned they would. Hungry and unsatisfied, he still remained making his rounds of amusement, desperately trying to find that something for which would satisfy, but in vain. Then one day the scripture says in Luke 15, verse 17, he came to himself. He came to himself. He had some time to reflect in the pig pen with the empty husks as object lessons. He decided his hunger for that which lasts was at his home with his father's religion. He would undoubtedly have to admit that all his criticizing and fault-finding were without basis and his own choices unwise. He discovered at last, as all must do who follow in his footsteps, that peace of mind and a satisfying life are found only when we are living in harmony with the law of God, the Ten Commandments. The prodigal son returned all the way back to his father's house, and so must we if we find that for which we hunger. The Bible declares that God's greatest blessings are reserved for those who search for God with all the heart. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all the heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. Years ago in 1938, Pearl Buck, who received the Nobel Prize for Literature, wrote about people who are not very good and not very bad, who have just enough religion to make them miserable. Things haven't changed much. God must be Lord of all or Lord not at all. You ask, why is this? Well, it is because God made mankind to have an inner hunger to fellowship with himself. So mankind will find nothing else that satisfies the longing of the soul than a loving relationship with the Savior Jesus Christ. A railway engine is designed to run on the tracks. If it does, it has power and success. If it leaves the tracks, disaster awaits. This is the way it is with you and me. We were created to be friends with God. Would-be Christians will find that holding on to anything in this world which is out of harmony with the principles of God's kingdom will prevent them from realizing the blessings God longs to give them. The The secret is to let go of the world entirely and return all the way to our Father's house. Friend, do you have a hidden heart hunger? Why not try real religion? It works wonderfully. Just a reminder, here at Whitehorse Media, we have a wonderful video series called Thunder in the Holy Land. This online Bible school has 26 lessons packed with life-encouraging truths. This amazing series was filmed in Israel with young people who are excited about God's Word. Take a journey with them and you'll be amazed at what you find. See the link below. God bless you, friend. Until next time.